What's up, guys? Welcome back to my podcast. And today is a new episode. Hello, blog. This will be posted on my blog. Thank you for tuning in again and coming to my blog and watching my podcast. This is episode 6 of season 1. It's been fun making these daily. And we're back at it with another one. So, yesterday, we're going to start with reviewing yesterday's USHL Game 2 Conference Finals. I will be making an article after I'm done uploading this podcast about reviewing yesterday's games. But for now, I'm just going to say it, verbally say it, not reading an article, because I don't have an article on it right now. So, yeah. Start with Dubuque versus Muskegon Game 2. Here we go. This time, there was 3 goals this time in the first period instead of 0. First, 2 minutes and 22 seconds into the game, Juraj Pekarčík got a beautiful pass in front of Gatsiev's goal and taps it 5-4 for a 1-0 Saints lead. Juraj Pekarčík gets his second goal of the playoffs. It doesn't say his points right here. Never mind. All right, so this is his second goal of the playoffs. And then Erik Paulsson got a pass from James Reeder as he wraps around the net and goes in front with a lot of room, and he backhands it in the net, 2-0 Saints. 25 seconds later, Jaden Jubenville gets a pass to the top of the point for Beckett Hendrickson and shoots a toe drag, releases a shot from the point, and just rips a wrist shot into the net. Saints were on fire at this point. 3-0 Saints. Droop stayed hot. Going in the second period. 1:27 in the second period. The puck was loose. And with an open net, Gautier was falling down. Powell kept whacking at it. He eventually got a piece of it and went in for Noah Powell's second of the postseason. 4-0 Saints. Bauer Berry got one back from Muskegon. And David Klee off of Whitcomb. The turnover forced by Ethan Whitcomb. He passes to David Klee, and David Klee with the finish. And then so it's 4-2 at the end of the second period. Saints lead. Third period, Easton Young scores 7:20 in from Muskegon. But the Saints hold on as they win game two as they take a new 2-0 series stranglehold on Lumberjacks going into Muskegon game 3 on Thursday. So that was that. Next game. Different story. Different team won than game 1. Sioux City Musketeers steals one in Fargo. Hagen Burroughs opened the scoring for Muskegon, and Jake Fisher got one back for Fargo. And that was both in the second period. 1-1 at the end of the second. Caden Shanahan got the game-winning goal off a snipe. And then Colin Kessler got 2 empty net goals to seal the deal. But Sioux City ties the series 1-1 going back to Fargo. That is reviewing yesterday's games, USHL game. And now we're going to talk more about the upcoming game 3. We'll talk about the Dubuque series. This series shifts to Muskegon. Muskegon's down 2-0. They look to win game 3 to stay alive. Dubuque looks to complete the sweep. As Muskegon is looking... From what I've seen, Muskegon looks like I know what's been happening is they've been going down early in the game, and they have not been able to complete amount to come back. Like in the first game, they were down 3-1. The last game, they were down 4-0. There was a repeating pattern here in the first two games. Is they were down, and they were just down by a couple of 2 goals at minimum at times, and then they have to make a third period comeback. They want to win games. That's not how they got to do it. They've been down. It's been a repeating thing. From the opposite of the Saints. Saints been coming out fine. They've been getting the first goals, and they have been not letting the foot off the pedal until the third period. Saints' biggest flaw in these first two games is the fact that they've been leaving their foot off the pedal. They're up 4-1, 3-1, whatever, and they let them get back within 1. The first game went to overtime. Yes, they won. That's not the point. They won. Yes, that's what matters. But they shouldn't be winning in overtime and by 1 goal when they're up by 4 goals. They shouldn't be letting them come back that easily. Because in first game, they're up 3-1. They came back forced overtime. And then the last game, they're up 4-0. And they let them come back and only they only won by 1. They barely held on. and it's not good for the Saints because if they can't do that and they do get past this series and they still have that same problem, that's going to be a problem against the Clark Cup Finals, especially if it gets a team like Fargo that has phenomenal defense and phenomenal offense. Sioux City also has phenomenal offense. You cannot do that against Sioux City either. They need to hold on the leads better. Other than that, I'm liking what I've seen from the Saints. Lumberjacks, they need to stop going down by so much in the game so they don't have to make such a comeback every game. That's what I've been seeing these first two games. But I was at both of those games, so it's easier for me to say what I've been seeing. And so, yeah, next series we're going to talk about the Sioux City and Fargo series. I was not at these games, so I can't give you as much detail. But Sioux City scored first in both games. Great for Sioux City, but Fargo, that's not good for Fargo. And Fargo's been resilient. They've been coming back. They've been tying the games. Michael Stars has been great. Swanson got two goals. And Sioux City is having a lot of depth scoring right now, which is good. Really good for the playoffs. And so, yeah, that's what I can get out right now because I wasn't at those games, so it's harder for me to tell you exactly what's been happening. But from what I've been seeing, like the scores and who's been scoring and stuff, that's what I'm getting out of that out of those games so far. So that's that. Since we're shifting to the NHL side now, I might as well talk about – I kind of rushed through my bracket yesterday, so – I am going to say my bracket right now, and I'm going to go more in depth into my predictions and why. So let's go straight into that. All right, let's start with the Dallas Stars versus Vegas Golden Knights series. I explained that Dallas has been one of the best teams in the league, best team in the West for majority of the year. And Vegas has been injured all year, and they use a salary cap rule that if somebody's hurt, the salary cap doesn't count for the playoffs. So they use that to stack up and get more depth. And defensively and offensively. So, yeah, Vegas took the first two games. Dallas took the last two games. Both teams are 2-0 on the road and 0-2 at home. Going back to Dallas, tied 2-2. My prediction is Dallas Stars win this series in 7 games. I don't know. It's just this feeling that I have for Dallas that I feel like they're going to make a deep playoff run. And I don't. I just don't feel like they're going to be a first-round exit. I don't think so. I think the depth is going to prevail. And I think their star power is going to prevail. I think the defense is going to be great. I think Andre's going to lock down the rest of the series. And I see him barely by the skin of the teeth getting past Vegas. But they will, and that's what ending up matters. Next, Colorado's up 3-1 in this series. Won 3 straight games, including both in Colorado. Shifting back to Winnipeg, Colorado's up 3-1 over Winnipeg Jets. I think Colorado closes it down 6. Hellebuck's been very, very bad. He's the Vezina favorite, which is the best goalie in the league. He's the Vezina favorite. He's going to win it undisputedly. He's been the best goalie in the world this whole season, but he has fallen apart in the playoffs. It's not entirely his fault, but he needs to make some of those saves because that's what he's been doing all year. His defense is not really helping that case at all. The offense has been very shaky. This team is just falling apart right now, and I think the Avalanche take the series in 6. I like McKinnon and McCarr, and I just like the offense, and the offense is going to just, yeah. All right, so Stars, Avalanche for that. Going down, Vancouver, Nashville. I think Vancouver closes this out next game. Actually, today. I think they close it out today. I think the back, I don't know how to pronounce his name, but the third string for Vancouver is going to have another good game. And I think Vancouver is going to win this game. And I think they're going to beat the Predators in 5. The star power is phenomenal. Their depth is great. The defense is the best it's been in a long time. And the goalie has been in high-pressure situations before, including last game, and he won. So, yeah. Next, Oilers-Kings. I also think the Oilers win. I think they win in 5, and I think they close it out next game in Edmonton. And I think they face Vancouver. Let's just stay in the West Side. All right, Dallas, Colorado, taking Dallas in 6. I think offensively they're pretty even. I might even give the slight edge to Colorado, honestly. Defense, I'll take Dallas. Goaltending, I'll take Dallas. What sets these teams apart is depth. Colorado has a phenomenal top 6, right? Dallas has the most depth in the league, definitely at least top three depth in the league. And I think when both teams come down to the wire here, and I think when, like, the bottom six is going to prevail for Dallas, and I think when the bottom six for both teams are on the ice, Dallas is going to win the bottom six battle by a mile. And that's what's going to seal them this series. I think the Dallas Stars go to the Western Conference Finals. And another thing about the Dallas and Vegas series, I think whoever wins that series is going to the Western Conference Finals. I think if Vegas wins, they're going to the Conference Finals. I think if Dallas wins, I think they go to the Conference Finals. Same reasoning, depth. Same reason as the other. Vegas, they have way more depth than Colorado. Dallas, they have way more depth than Colorado. That's just that right now. All right, so I think Dallas wins, like, the central section, I would say. The central section. And they go to the Western Conference Finals. Oilers, Canucks. Here's the thing. Oilers in seven. Okay. Here's my reasoning. I think on paper, I would take Vancouver, honestly. But if we think about it, we got McDavid, Draisaitl, Zach Hyman. Zach Hyman's a 50-goal scorer. McDavid's the best in the world. Draisaitl is arguably top five. Probably top five player in the world. Hyman scored 50 goals. Ryan Nugent-Hopkins scored over 100 points last year. This team's offense is gonna not annihilate, I would say, not annihilate per se, but I think they will expose the Vancouver third string goalie, and I think they're gonna win that series in six because of offense and Vancouver's goaltending injuries. And I think their defense is gonna be relatively good. I think it's gonna be good enough. And I think Skinner's gonna be great this series too. I think it's gonna be Edmonton, Dallas, Western Conference Final. Let's go to the Eastern Conference. Panthers already beat the Lightning in five games. Can't predict that. All right, Bruins are up 3-1 of the Maple Leafs. I think because I was gonna say Maple Leafs lose in six. I think the Bruins win five now. Because I was gonna say Maple Leafs win game five. I think they're gonna bounce back in game five. But it looks like Austin Matthews, who scored 69 goals in the regular season for the Leafs, will be out for Game 5. Not confirmed, not that I've seen, but he looks like he's more than likely going to be out for that game. And if he is, Bruins going to annihilate him that game, and I think they win in 5. Going down, the Rangers swept the Capitals, so they already moving on. Hurricanes are up 3-1 of the Islanders, and I think the Hurricanes will win tonight, and I think they will move on to face the Rangers in 5. Hurricanes' offense is so much better than the Islanders. The defense is probably arguably better. Penalty kills a million times better than the Islanders. Islanders have a bottom penalty kill in the league. Hurricanes' goaltending I like better with Freddie Anderson in net. And I'll just take them. Panthers, Bruins, Panthers in six. They both have grit, physicality, veteran leadership, experience. They got it all. Goaltending very even. I think I would give a slight edge to Sergei Bobrovsky, though, over Jeremy Swayman, but very, very similar. Both probably top three goalies in the playoffs as of right now. But, yeah, I think I give a slight edge to Sergei Bobrovsky, but I even hesitant to say that. But I would take the Panthers' offense over Boston's any day. I think their defense is very similar, too. I just take their offense over Boston's any day. So I think Panthers are using conference finals. President's Trophy, which is the best team in the league. New York Rangers versus the Carolina Hurricanes, taking the Hurricanes. It's not an upset betting-wise, but if you look at the both teams on paper, it is an upset. It's just a weird feeling. It's the same thing with Dallas. It's just a weird feeling about Carolina. I'm really confident on Carolina. They have the offense. They've always had a great team, conference finals. The thing that sets them apart this year is they have their offense now, adding Gensel and Kuznetsov on the trade deadline. They have the offense now, so the defense is stellar. Goaltending is probably top three going in the playoffs so far. Offense is phenomenal. I just think they'll be in the Rangers in seven. Panthers, Hurricanes, Eastern Conference Finals. Stars, Oilers, Western Conference Finals. Here we go. So off to Dallas, Edmonton. Me, Dallas in seven. Again, the same thing with the Avalanche series. Dallas has such good depth. And I like Edmonton's offense, but I think the goaltending from Dallas and defense will shut them down enough for the Stars offense, especially their depth, to show up and win that game, win that series for them in seven. The chance to face Stars in the Stanley Cup Finals, the Panthers, Hurricanes. Most people have Hurricanes. I'm taking the Panthers. I like the experience. I like the goaltending. I like the defense with the physicality and grit. I like the offense. Offense, pretty equal. Pretty equal. Defense, equal. Goaltending, give me a slight edge to Sergei Bobrovsky of the Panthers. Grit and physicality, give me a slight edge to the Panthers. Experience, give me a slight edge to the Panthers because they just made a Stanley Cup final last year. So, yeah, give me the Panthers in seven. All right, Dallas, Florida, Stanley Cup final. Give me Florida. Again, I think they get it done this year. It's something about the teams that make the Stanley Cup final and win it this next year. It's the team's good physicality, the goaltending, defense, and offense, depth. Everything adds up for a Stanley Cup team. Prove that last year. Even better this year. I think they'll get it done this year against Dallas. Stanley Cup final. I think they won in seven games. So, yeah, there's that. There's my Stanley Cup bracket predictions. It's not necessarily final, but it's definitely one of the final ones I'll do. I'll probably do a new one every round, but, yeah. And then, review yesterday's NHL games. Let's do that. So Monday is yesterday. Dallas won game four. Basically a must win versus, because if they didn't win, they would go 3-1 going back to Dallas, but they won 4-2, and they tie the series at 2-2 going back to Dallas. Panthers beat the Lightning 6-1, and they complete the gentleman's sweep to move on to the second round. Here we go. Now we're going to review every Eastern Conference team in the NHL season. So let's jump straight into that, starting with Columbus Blue Jackets. So the very, very disappointing season, if you look at them on paper, they should be around the wild card, honestly. They have Johnny Gaudreau, Patrick Laine, Zach Werenski. I guess Werenski's been hurt all year, but he's still very good. Kent Johnson's good. Texier's good, honestly, for depth. They had Roslovic. They traded him away. But and Merzlikins. Why didn't they play Merzlikins more? Merzlikins was the best goalie they got, and they did not play him. But, yeah, they got 66 points, 27-43-12. Not a good season, that's for sure. Canadians. That's the only slight improvement. The offense is looking better. The young guys are looking better. Martin Bolt looking like the future, the goalie of the next couple years for the Canadians. They're 30, 36, and 16 this year. Juraj Slafkovský, the first overall pick for them in the 2022 draft, is so much better this year than last year. Cole Caulfield's looking better. The captain, like Suzuki's looking better. The young core's looking better. Improvement. Senators, if you want to talk about a disappointing year, 37-41-4. This team on paper should easily be a wild card team at minimum. Such a disappointing year. Their top six is great with a bunch of young guys. Goaltending killed them this year, and so did defense. They stole a lot of games, though. This is probably even more disappointing. Devils, I had them making the Stanley Cup Finals this year. 38-39-5 for 81 points. The offense, very disappointing. Defense, disappointing. Goaltending, the most disappointing. Vanacek, honestly, sucked this year. It was bad. Sabres, 39-37-6 for 84 points. This is kind of what I expect them to be. They were kind of in the wild card race, but not really like a team that's like a serious contender to make the playoffs by any means. Tage Thompson, Alex Tuch. They had Casey Mittelstadt. They traded him, though. They have Bowen Byram now from the Casey Mittelstadt trade. And they still have other players. Dylan Cousins, Matt Savoy. They still got Zach Benson, Owen Power, Rasmus Dahlin. And they got Devin Levi and Ukko Puukkolekkonen in net. Team's great, but they didn't quite make the playoff. They didn't get the edge. Next, Flyers, 38-33-11. They started off as the most surprising team. John Tortorella turned this team into something great. They were in the playoff convincingly. Late in the season, they fell off. They missed the playoff by 4 points. They kind of fell off, but yeah, they missed the playoffs. But it was definitely a successful season for them because, including me, I had them finishing bottom five in the whole league. 10, Penguins, 38-32-12. this is probably one of the last years they'll be contending in the Crosby era. Crosby's getting older. He went off this year. He carried his team to even being contention for the last wild card spot. He was going crazy this year. Malkin's still doing good. Letang's still doing good. Those guys, Kelson, but yeah. A team that tied with the Capitals but did not get the tiebreaker for the playoffs. Detroit Red Wings, 41-32-9. 91 points. The Brinkley was really good. Larkin was really good. Raymond was good. Sider was good. The acquisition of Patrick Kane was great. Goaltending was the only really concern for them, and it kind of failed them. The team that did make the playoff, though, Capitals, 40-31-11 for 91 points. Ovechkin and Lindgren kind of carried them in the playoffs. They were an anomaly because they have, like, a minus. They're, like, a crazy. They are minus 37 and are in the playoffs right now. And they won so many one-goal games down the stretch is what carried them in the playoffs. Next, Islanders, 39-27-16 for 94 points. The same as they always are. Great goaltending, great defense, like little to no offense. So, yeah, it's kind of like same thing as every year. Six, Tampa Bay Lightning, 45-29-8 for 98 points. They were first-round exit in this very disappointing year. They still have a bunch of good players, a bunch of star power on net. Disappointing year, though. Five, Toronto Maple Leafs, 46-26-10 for 102 points. This is a good regular season for them. Austin Matthews scored 69 goals. Nylander went off. Marner went off. Tavares was great. Riley was great. And, yeah, but the playoffs strikes them again. Now 3-1 to Boston. Speaking of Boston, number four, Boston, 47-20-15. I expected them to be third in the Atlantic. Some analysts even had them not even making the playoffs. And this team, because some of their depth retired, two of some of the great, better pieces retired, and they still make the playoffs super, super convincingly. Next, three, Florida Panthers, 52-24-6. They were last year's playoff team. They were as good as they were last year in the playoff run this year. They were just so, so good. Two, Hurricanes, 52-23-7 for 111 points. This team was phenomenal defense and goaltending, again, as every year. But this time, they have a good offense. That's what separated them this year. Last, President Trophy winner, best team in the regular season, New York Rangers, 55-23-4 for 114 points. Top six was some of the best in the league, led by Artemi Panarin. Bottom six, phenomenal. Alexis Lafreniere broke out this year. The defense was great, and goaltending tandem was phenomenal, led by Igor Shesterkin and then backup Jonathan Quick. But yeah, that's going to do it for today. Today was about over a 23-minute episode, so it was a great episode. Today, it was episode six of season one. We reviewed yesterday's USHL games. We talked about the upcoming game three to the USHL. I said my updated bracket predictions for NHL. I reviewed yesterday's NHL games. I previewed and made predictions for tonight's games. And then I reviewed every Eastern Conference season teams, Eastern Conference. All right, let me say that again. My bad. I reviewed every Eastern Conference team's season in the NHL. And then now I'm going to end the podcast. So, peace out.